Where'd you have room to keep all that?
Huh?
Where did you have
keep it in a smoke house. That was a smoke house. I don't know what to call them, had a pantry, I guess. But that was a big house outside. You locked that house just like you would anything else, because all your product, you know, canned goods and your groceries and your meat and everything was in there. Oh, I didn't. Scared to death to see one of those old kind of houses. You wondered how people got along. They had a hard time, in a way, when it comes to money, but they had everything in the world they wanted to eat. Because they raised it. And the chickens, we had the hogs, we had our beef cattle, we had everything, our milk and our butter. So we had everything by then. And our flour, and our corn. You wouldn't dare think about 7 pounds of butter because it was 15, 20 cents a pound. Now you couldn't buy a pound under a dollar. See, that's where things are.
Let me ask you this. Do you prefer those days the way it was then to the way it is now? Or?
No, I wouldn't say I did because we don't work like we did. Now we don't work like we had to. You never had time for nothing then, hardly. Oh, well. In the summer when it slacked up like this, everybody would go and get in their wagons. Maybe a bunch would go to the river for a week or two. And then the other bunch would stay at home and take care of their things. And another bunch would go off. And you know now you never have time to go anywhere. You know, you go anywhere. You can go all the time too. They have a better life now because it's not so hard. But we have just as much money as we do now because we have that money that we didn't have to spend for groceries.
I wanted to ask you about the different types of fruit that grow around here.
The what?
Different kinds of fruit that grow around here?
Well, right around Weatherford, they grow more fruit than they did. They have peaches and garden and vegetables. Some have plums, some have berries. But around Weatherford, that's north of Fort Worth. That's where the fruit comes from. They have all kinds of fruit and cantaloupes. Now, people right in here don't cater to raising fruit trees. Guy out here at Webb has beautiful orchard. He has all kinds of peaches and things, but they just don't do it anymore. They used to, every place have an orchard. Now you don't want to ever find an orchard. That's what it's changed.
Do you have this kind of peach around here that the meat is real tight against the seed? And another kind that the seed falls out real easy.
Yeah. Well, they've got all kinds. Now the Alberta peaches is the best we can to use for pies and things. But that, they have a Freestone peach. That's one that you cut off of the seed real easy. Now that makes good preserves. That's good jams.
Is the other type, you ever heard people call it a clean peach?
Oh yeah. That's what they call it, a Freestone. It's a clean peach. I think I had some week before last. They were, you can hardly buy